Coming up very shortly, we'll have Jack Cooper, my good friend, joining us. We're going to talk about a very important fundraiser actually taking place next weekend. That is going to be Saturday, April the 12th. It takes place at the ANAF Club in Guelph, and it's a fundraiser for formerly Kitchener-based singer-songwriter Marianne Epp. It's very important, I think, you stay and listen to the conversation that's coming up, because I don't know. There are times in life when we all need a helping hand, and this would definitely be one of those times. We're going to listen to a little bit of Marianne Epp just now. This is a song entitled Rhoda, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
It was a bitter cold winter evening, and we were coming up to Bloor Street when I saw her for the second time. She was sitting on a crate, something she might have wanted to stand on to shout a message to the world. But she was very tired. She was wrapped in a blue sleeping bag pulled tightly closed around her neck. Reminded me of a cocoon. Someone had just given her a $20 handout and a coffee, and she seemed to be looked after, so Jack and I walked on by. Then something made us turn around and go back. We each had $2 to give to this broken woman. She asked me to take away the hot coffee someone had just given her because she didn't like coffee, and we talked for a bit. I asked her her name, and she said Rhoda. Then she looked at me squarely, her eyes filled with pain, and she proclaimed, I want to die, but I don't know how.
Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you.
She wanted to die, because if she really and truly did, she would be dead. I said, just the fact that you don't know how is proof. You don't want to die, Rhoda. You want to live. She asked me if I was a Christian, and I told her I have my faith and it works for me. Then I shared my story. I said, a couple years ago, I thought I wanted to die, and God turned the lights on. I said, at first I was scared, but now I'm grateful that I'm alive and well. I encouraged her as best I could, all the while touching her blue sleeping arm. I thought, what if I was in her shoes? Well, I don't even know if she had shoes. What if I was Rhoda?
Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you.
Come by this way again. I'm always here on this corner. Well, this gave me hope that she would be okay. I told her it might be a while, though, because I live in Kitchener. She said she had a cousin there who doesn't even know she's alive. I said, well, Rhoda, maybe you should call her. You got more than $20 there. She said, I haven't seen her for 25 years. I said, well, maybe she wonders what's happened to you. Maybe she's worried about you. I'm sure she cares about you and wants to know where you are and what you're doing. Maybe you should give her a call. I left her there, and I thought to myself, Rhoda, I care about you. As long as you're in pain, so are the rest of us. I hope you find your way.
Find your way. Find your way. Find your way. Find your way.
Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Rhoda, somebody loves you. Somebody loves you, Rhoda. Somebody loves you, yeah. Somebody loves you, Rhoda. Somebody loves you, yeah. Somebody Somebody loves you, Rhoda. Somebody loves you.
That is Marianne Epp and a song entitled Rhoda. Now, I have to say that that actually is a, I'm assuming, a demo version of a song. Hopefully that'll be on an album very soon, because actually I took that off of YouTube yesterday because I so much wanted to play that song for you today. But if you go to folkrootsradio.com, you can also listen to the song again and you can see the original YouTube, which actually is really just a link to the song itself. It's my great pleasure to welcome to Folk Roots Radio this morning my good friend Jack Cooper, singer-songwriter, and also Mr. Berlin Music in Guelph. I think that's the best way of putting it. Great to have you join us today, Jack.
Hi, Jen. Thanks a lot.
I'm so pleased because I want to put a special thank you out to Brenda Lewis, who telling me basically that I needed to get you in to talk about Mary Ann today. Mm-hmm. Because there is a fundraiser taking place a week today. It takes place at 8 p.m. at the ANAF Club in Guelph, which is basically the corner of Wellington and Gordon. We listened to one of her songs there. I don't know if you caught the beginning of it, but the song Rhoda talks about meeting this homeless woman in Toronto, I presume. And she also mentions in the song her friend Jack. And what I'd like to do now is to turn things over and get you to talk a little bit about this song and some things that have happened since and why it's important people consider coming out for this fundraiser next week.
Well, I think the occasion, why we were in Toronto, I think it was a Songwriters Association of Canada meeting. I had been a member. Marianne had thought it was really important to do a lot of networking in the music industry because she always wanted to promote musicians in the region, and she wanted to go and connect the musicians in the region with other songwriters and organizations throughout Canada and North America. So we went down there and had dinner, and I don't remember it very clearly at this point, but I do remember we passed somebody on the street. Her name was Rhoda, and Marianne, we went and talked to her, and Marianne was very interested in talking to her and finding out her story. So, you know, in retrospect, you know, Marianne probably didn't know that her future might also, contain her having episodes where she's either out on the street or living in shelters. So, it was, you know, something that, you know, it's something that she captured and wrote about, and it's something that she feels very strongly about still, the issue of homelessness and the issue that people that are out on the street have in terms of dealing with, you know, aftermath of abuse or addictions or mental health issues.
Well, it's an incredibly powerful song. Certainly when I listened to it yesterday, that was one of the things that really struck me is, wow, how powerful the song is. And then having learned a little bit about Marianne's story, the fact that, you know, she met this person, you know, she was engaging them, talking about the situation, and then realizing that this was a situation that would also affect her. And you know, we all see people who unfortunately are homeless. And I think that there is a certain, it's not really the topic for this conversation, but, you know, there's a certain numbness that can develop. And I imagine, especially if people who are living in big cities where unfortunately homelessness has been allowed to become a fact of life.
Well, I think that's a big part of it as well, too, because I think we all develop some kind of shell to that. Because if we're around that, if we're in the city and, you know, even downtown Guelph, you know, we develop a certain amount of, I wouldn't say resistance, but, you know, we don't choose to go and spend time with everybody. But I think there are some people that just have much thinner skin, who just have a harder time not taking that all in. Marianne is one of those people that it's always been very difficult for her not to go and hear all the cries and listen to the stories. So it's probably, you know, it's always been a little bit tougher for her to keep a distance and develop some sort of perspective about that.
Now, originally, I think she was from Kitchener. I mean, certainly Kitchener-based.
She was born and bred in Kitchener. That's right.
And how long had you known her? How long have you known her? known her?
Well, I met Marianne originally around 1989. I had started working, my first real job after school, I was working for Prudential Assurance, which was one of the insurance companies in Kitchener. And I was actually on a bus. It was for a corporate challenge run in Toronto. I was with a friend of mine, and some people were singing on the back of the bus. And then all of a sudden, this, you know, one voice erupted with, you know, really, this really good singer. And we're kind of wondering, who is that? And then, you know, it turned out, you know, it was Marianne. I didn't know much about her, but I would meet her again in a couple of years because other friends of mine who I met through coffee houses and singer-songwriter events said, oh, yeah, you know, Marianne's been, she's starting a new showcase featuring songwriters, and her husband has got a recording studio as well, a home studio, and, you know, a good place to go and record your songs. So I got to know Marianne and her then husband, Ron, as well, you know, through the various initiatives that they were doing.
Well, you know, the thing that struck me, having had a chance to look on the web, and basically once I had the links, I went and, you know, looked at the YouTubes, and I think there's probably six or eight different songs. You know, some are very rough videos. Some of them are pretty good audio, like the one we played. Obviously, that I think that was done, that was polished up for a homelessness event taking place in Calgary. But, you know, what was very apparent with the songs is like, these are really, really strong songs, you know, and we're going to listen